Thanks for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. On today's sermon, Pastor Walker will be teaching from his series entitled Deep Rest. As a Christian, your life should not feel complicated. Jesus calls, "Come to me, for all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Let's listen as Pastor Walker shares how you can handle the demands of the world with joy and face life's challenges with peace in your heart. Now here's Pastor Walker with today's sermon.
Poverty is not necessarily the sign of a curse. But poverty, the lack of, can create a sense in a home of desperation and always a need and always having to realize what we don't have instead of what we do have materially, and it can be a great stress. Fifth one, job stuff. The loss of a job, the change to a new job, trying to find a job stuff, and the people that go with jobs. You ever heard of a job that didn't have people that went with it? If I could just have a job where there were no people involved, well, good luck for you. When you get to Mars, you radio back what it's like. There's always going to be people tied to making a living, tied to your job. Stress related to job. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. Health is listed number six. Health. The physical incapacitation, chronic pain, chronic illness can exhaust us. The word chronic means continuing or occurring again and again for a long period of time. The opposite or the corollary contrasting word to chronic is the word acute. Acute means sharp and intense, but for a specific season, a shorter season. Chronic is something. The intensity of the pain may rise and fall, but it just doesn't quit. It just goes on and on. Suffering physically can be exhausting. Now, folks, listen. I know it's true. Every man's supposed to bear his own load. Every burden, there are types of burdens that the Lord gives that by His grace we're able to get up under. But to say that is not to say that Jesus isn't talking to loving Him Christians and ones who want to follow Him, and they're willing to bear their own burden and take up their part of the load. He's still saying to all, when you realize that you're weary and you're heavy laden, you got somebody to come to. You can come to me. And it isn't as if what he says is that I will give you a precept from which that precept, if you follow it out, you're going to just be doing fine. He doesn't say precept. He doesn't use a mental word. He doesn't use a cranial word. He doesn't use an academic word. He uses a felt word, rest. How good is rest if you can define it, pronounce it in Chinese, Arabic, and Persian, but you ain't got it. It is a measurably emotional word when he says, I will give you rest. Health can sap that kind of deep breath out of you. Job situation. Personal relationships, number seven, put that in any category. Personal relationships can be stressy. Chronically ill child is listed as number eight. Chronically ill child, grandchild, child who's parents or friends of yours and you're drawn into that, but specifically if it's in your own family, a chronically ill child. The burden upon the parents and grandparents of what do we do? What is our life to look like with this one in such desperate need? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The ninth one they list is pregnancy. One's not planned, or one's with serious complications. The tenth one is danger. Been in a car wreck, been in a fire, victim of crime, any hazardous event. There they are. The American Institute of Stress. Do any of us find ourselves in any one of those categories? Now, you don't have to, you know, say anything or swing your purse or pop your handkerchief. But what you see what this is saying? If this secular entity is coming up with what they consider to be factual, empirical evidence that there are legitimate categories of exhausting emotions in the American population. And if you are in one or two or however many of those categories that describe you, you have permission to identify yourself as being significantly exhausted and have good reason for the supposition. Jack, would you put those animals back up there, those pictures we had. I want you to no, just stop right there. We need to name that mule. Don't know whether male or female, that's just so typical. You wouldn't know how strong that mule is with all 4 feet in the air. You wouldn't know the potential for brilliance that mule had, because he's trapped in something that has been done to him. The only way the mule is going to reach his or her potential is for that wagon to be unloaded by somebody else. Do you hear that? We may not even know that we got a wagon and how many of our feet are stuck up in there. We may not have a clue. We may not know that. Other people around us can say, you have a lot of potential. You ought to be able to do this. Why don't you? You got ability. You got ability. We could say to that mule, you got 4 strong legs. Why aren't you pulling? And the mule would say back to us, I can't get my feet on the ground. If somebody would just help me to get out from under this load of what has been done to me, I could be what I was intended to be. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. He doesn't say you have to come with your category of weariness all broken out. We're just kind of trying to help to identify, well, maybe that could be some of us. Just says, you know that you're weary. May not even know all of why and all of where it came from, and there's a sense of being heavy laden, burdened, you're underweight. As you are, with whatever's happened to you, with whatever is on your plate now, as you are, come to me. And I will give you rest. Now, let me give you that, kind of work that a little bit more with I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Literally, he's saying, I will cause you to cease from labor or movement so as to recover your strength. To give rest means to cause to cease from labor. Some of us don't think we can stop, that the whole inhabited earth is dependent upon us staying under our load. It's within the Lord's prerogative in this verse. If we won't get it, He can help us get it. David said, He makes me lie down in green pastures. And from there, He restores my soul. There can be some things circumstantially that the Lord will cause to happen to us and in the circumstances and events of our lives that will result in us not having all kinds of things to totally occupy the crazy busyness of our world. Because He knows that until we get rested in that particular area or that particular area, we may be busy as all get out, daylight till dark, but we will not be rested in the category where we are the most have the most potential and can do the most good for Him. Cause to cease from labor, but it also means to permit you, give permission. Grant an exemption to get your wind back. The problem with the stress piece, where there are things that have been loaded onto us, but there are many of the things that we worry about just because we think we need to worry about them. That we don't know that we have the responsibility to get out from under, or we have a release from the responsibility to get out from under. And I will give you permission to lay it down. Does it mean that all of the circumstances are going to change? Does it mean that in Jerry's story that there was some kind of a step back into time 60 years ago and the conversation that he heard was changed? Or that the conversation that he heard somehow was just deleted from his memory? Doesn't mean either of those. But it means that somehow, some way, to be taken back to that place, realizing, Lord, that wore me out, and the effect of it caused my mind to be twisted. Remember that stress thing? It's something that twists. The force will twist, pull on, push against. Stress, exhausting to do battle against those things and keep your sanity. It wore me out. Give me your rest. Divorce. Job. People. Family setting. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. 60 years. Jerry remembered like it was yesterday what he heard. You and I could put ourselves in this. How is there relief from that? How is the weight of that? We can't give it to ourselves. I believe that's what Jesus is saying. He has the power to do. As long as you are battling rejection, when the heart of the Lord is for you to know acceptance and open doors, but all you're feeling is rejection and closed doors, then you stay on the bench in the game. Your heart can't go forward. Your heart can't climb. But you get rested. You get rested. The things that Jerry would talk about would beat him up and he would have a hard time ever wanting to do again are the very things that when he's rested, he's asking me for Sunday after Sunday after Sunday to preach. And I'm saying, yeah, go, let me go get some rest. You see? In the very place where you're tired, you back up. So instead of beating ourselves up about why am I tired, just go to the place that beat you up, that wore you out, and Lord, I need your rest here. Because I want to finish strong. You realize you and I, by the life of Jesus inside us, we are empowered and called to be spiritual athletes. The race, there is a race that is set before us, Hebrews talks about. Keep your eyes on Jesus and run the race that is set before you. But to run a long race, you got to pace yourself and run a long race. There are times to rest along the way, and that's what this is about. You realize that Jesus was about to entrust the whole future redemptive enterprise of the whole church, the whole work of the gospel, was about to be entrusted to a bunch of folks characterized by weary and worn out and scared and ready to quit. That's who they were. Peter. Lord, I'll follow you. I'll be there. Three times. Never knew him. After Jesus was crucified and the tomb was empty. It was talking about they had the windows and doors locked for fear of the Jews and for fear of the Romans, for fear of being hauled off. Fear, understandably so. But when Jesus, on the day of Pentecost, poured out his Spirit into them, who was he pouring his Spirit out into? Come to me, all who are weary, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And so the denying Peter on the day of Pentecost is stepping up and standing up in the back of a wagon or on the steps of wherever he was without a New Testament that he met. It hadn't even been written yet. Without any written copy of the Scripture, quotes volumes of the Scripture. Power is on him. Life is on him. 3,000 folks come to know Jesus in that moment. Who is Peter? I'm going to tell you, he's one of those who was weary and heavy laden, but he got some rest from Jesus. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Praying toward this service, these two services today, there just seemed to be one short phrase that the Spirit, I believe, had put in my heart to pray and to express this to you. And here's the phrase. Let it in. Let it in. It doesn't matter how long you've known the Lord or how short you've known the Lord. Check your default position. If there was an automatic go-to place that your emotions or your responses gravitate toward, that may very well be the indicator of the place or the places that the Lord wants to bless you and fill your heart back up. Put a song in your spirit as he gives you rest. It's not that you are in your nature, in your new nature, any different than you were before the hard times came. You were ready to climb mountains, and you were ready to get after dragons, and you were ready to go to unknown places in your own way of identifying that. But then it hit. Then the exhaustion set in. My brother, my sister, you are the same person in Christ that you were before the hard times hit. And as you allow the Lord to rest you, You'll look into the mirror one day and you'll see again that same person that you thought you might never see again. He's back. She's back. Been there all along. They were just tired beyond words. Church, let him give you rest. Come to him. Come to him. Come to him. I want to invite you before you leave this building to take some steps. Lord, I'm coming. Dressed in your outfit as a child, having heard stuff or seen stuff you should never have to see or hear. Someone weary from all that divorce meant then and has meant since. Job successes or failures, the successes can be as stressful as the failures. How do I keep it up? How do I benefit the company as much next year as I did this year? How do I do it? How do I do it? How do I do it? Wear yourself out. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what you need most. I will give you rest. My friend, if you're here today, but you have never at a point in time in your life's journey, in your walk, you've never stopped and said, Lord Jesus Christ, I ask you to come into my heart. I am a sinner. And the best I can, I believe that you died on the cross in my place for my sins. I receive you, Jesus. I receive the best I can with all that I don't know and what I do know. The best I can, Lord, I receive you, Jesus. Those four words, I receive you, Jesus. Starts there, starts there, starts there. And then he, by his Spirit, begins to work from the inside on us, and open our understanding up and convince us that what he has said is true. He will do what he said. He will do in his own timing, in his own way. You know, I got to thinking, Lord, now this series of studies sure seems different than that one last fall where we were talking about chase your dream. Then it dawned on me that you talk about a place of stress. You talk about a place of getting worn out. It's chasing your dream. When you may not have much money to chase it with, when you may not have that many people who believe in what you're trying to tell them, but it's strong within you. Come to me, all, even dream chasers. Come to me, all who are weary, heavy laden. And I will give you rest.
Thanks again for joining us today here on Alamo City Church Sunday Sermons with Pastor David Walker. If you'd like to know more about Alamo City Church, please visit our website at www.alamocity.org.